Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. We're just going to get right to it. I'm in the computer lab in the Kiva. A busy morning here in the Kiva on Tuesday. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. I've been very busy with all kinds of things, but that's okay. We are kicking it up a notch now. I have some very special guests with us ready to go. You might hear a clue as to one of the pieces that we are keeping a secret for the play on Friday. Yeah, we're really excited about it. The camp is doing a play for the first time. It's several scenes from different plays, and it is entitled The 2021 Teen Music Mashup, Our Mischievous Friends. So that's kind of the theme. I hadn't talked about that yet on the podcast, so we're getting excited for that. After the show, we'll give away all the big secrets. But first, let's talk to our campers. Let's start on my left, your right. And please introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how long you've been coming to camp.
Hi, my name is Paige Bridges. I am from Arroyo Grande, California. That's around San Luis Obispo area. And this is my first year at camp.
Hi, I'm Madison Bridges. This is also my first year at camp. And I also live in Arroyo Grande, California, near San Luis County.
Okay, Maddie and Paige, welcome to camp.
Thank you.
Yeah, in stereo, on stereo mics. That's so awesome. Okay, so audio describe for everybody what's happening with you two. Can you give us, one of you give us a rundown?
Yeah, Maddie and I are twin sisters, and we look exactly the same head to toe. The only difference with us is I am left-handed and Maddie is right-handed. And for those who can see us during the day, I have the slightest wonky eye, but for most people at camp, we are the same exact person to them.
We look very, very, very similar each and every day,
but we are actually fraternal twins. As crazy as that sounds, but a lot of people are very questioning for that, asking like, oh my gosh, you guys are actually fraternal, I thought you're identical, and I question that all the time because of how identical we look.
That's really interesting. Yeah. That is something I didn't know at all, learning something every day about our campers. Mm-hmm. So the part of the confusion is that they also dress exactly the same every day. They have the same glasses, and as you can tell, they also sound very similar in their voices. So for blind folks and visually impaired folks, just adding more fun confusion to the blind camp at Enchanted Hills. We love that. We love having you here.
Thank you.
I can tell you, I guess every time, but I'm 100%. It's always a guess, but I'm 100%. Huh? Podcasting. Ha ha! Busted! So they're doing play stuff. One of them came in to ask me what was going on, and she backed out very slowly when I told her we were podcasting. Audio description. Hilarious.
Got very scared.
Yeah. All right. So 1 week of camp has been done. How are you just staying another week?
We are staying for 2 more weeks. So we originally were going to be here for only 2 weeks, but thankfully, we were able to get changed to 3 weeks because I am having a blast here. So I'm glad that I am able to stay for the 3 weeks because it's the only year you guys are doing it. And I did not know that until I chose the 3 weeks. So I'm very, very glad I went with that decision.
Me too. I told my mom about it. She called and made sure, like, oh, yeah, you can stay the 3rd week. I'm like, awesome. And then I asked everyone, I'm like, oh, are they going to do 3 weeks every year? They're like, this is the first year we've ever done it. Normally, it's only 10 days. I'm like, awesome. So I'm glad we both signed up for, like, the extra week.
Yeah.
Super, like, amazing that you came here. You didn't know the full details of what was happening as new campers.
Exactly.
And as you're sorting it out, you realize, wait a minute, we got to get on this and stay another week because this is so much fun. That is such an exciting story. Some something you'll be able to share about Enchanted Hills for the rest of your life.
Exactly. I love
this
it
This is the 1 year where, and you are a part of that history now.
Yeah, I'm glad I can say I'm part of that.
Yeah, Tony's been reading out of Rose Resnick's book after the meals, and they've been learning a lot about, the campers have been learning a lot about the history of camp. It's been here 70 years. He's been, you know, educating them on how much Rose paid for the property and how she came about it and the decisions that were being made, her and Nina Brandt, all rich history. And now we're at a point in camp where there's more rich history being made.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This podcast will listen to this in 70 years.
Yeah.
Well, I won't.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with Maddie.
All right.
Tell me, like, you can tell me more than one activity that you've enjoyed, but can you put them in a pecking order? Like, this is the best, this is really cool, I like all the activities, but let's put
I think my favorite activity so far were the night swims. Everyone just comes, we play like Marco Polo or Sharks and Minnows, and it's really fun to get everyone involved on it. I really liked that. And I also, like, one of the activities I did today for the first time was archery, and I only got one in the haystack, but it was still so much fun, and I loved seeing everyone else. A couple people popped the balloons, but I really enjoyed that. I also really liked horseback riding. I only done that once when I was 9, so doing it again was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that very, very much.
Good lineup there. Those were all on the board.
Yeah.
Good lineup. Anything different? The same?
I say that my favorite activity, if this counts as it, is the play currently. That I'm having a whole lot of fun working on that, and everyone's doing their parts. Everyone's getting so far with it, and everyone's sounding amazing.
Yes.
And I think my other thing has to be the night swims. I really had a great time doing the night swims with everyone because no one left anyone out. Everyone was playing. Everyone was doing something with someone else. So you didn't feel bored at all. And I actually really like doing the art at the Hogan. I've made about 5 bracelets now, and I'm currently wearing a rainbow one. It starts from pink and it goes all the way to purple, and it has a whole bunch of different beads and textures on it. And I'm excited because I think later this afternoon, actually, we're going to be making bath bombs. So I'm really excited to go do that.
Me too.
Yes, excellent. Shout out to Sandra up at the art area. They aren't using the Hogan so much. They've been working outside. They got brutalized in the heat. I know that was tough.
Yeah.
But the weather's cooled off and people are having a lot of fun up there, as you can hear from our campers.
Yeah.
So, and then the pool is kind of interesting because our assistant director, Annalisa, is lifeguarding, and our director, Tony, is actually lifeguarding. There isn't actually an aquatics leader this year. So they've been taking turns. They've been doing an awesome job switching the roles and making sure all of our campers can swim down at the pool. And then, of course, archery. We've talked to Jamie Gump and Joe. They're both out there doing the archery. So those are all just excellent activities, so much fun. Okay, so you're going to have a lot of stories to tell when you go home. You're going to have all these wonderful memories.
Yes.
And then you're going to unpack, and then next year's going to come around. Do you think you're going to come back?
I'm definitely coming back next year.
I've made so many new friends. I mean, so many new conversations and had heard so many jokes and songs. I'm still trying to get the camp song down. I have the beginning part, then a little bit mumbling here and there to try and remember, but I'm getting it down. I've had people teach me it all day.
Good. That's a good one. The camp song is always great to know, especially if you're going to continue to be part of our Enchanted Hills
community.
Yes,
definitely.
I can tell you from firsthand experience, these young ladies are just lovely and wonderful
thank
to have
you
here at camp. It's really, really nice to have you here. I enjoy your, you can tell just by the way you guys approach your twin-isms that you have nice humor and a nice outlook on life.
Thank you.
By
thank
the way you.
You
guys approach your your outlook as twins. It's kind of fun to be around. I enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, and it just adds to the richness of camp and all the wonderful jokes and, like you were saying, wonderful conversations.
Yeah.
And it just adds so many elements having these wonderful campers here. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Super fun talking to you. So that's that for now. I'm going to do some more. As always, going to be plugging right along. My goal is to do all the campers here on Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. You know, we're really happy to have you here, and I'm sure that you already realized that EHC is...
The place to be.
And this is Everything EHC signing off. Goodbye, world.